Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, world? You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your man, TM Hyman. Thank you for joining us. We are happy to be here with you tonight. You can jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926. That's 917-889-3926. What's good with you? Again, it's 7 o'clock out there in Houston, Texas. Actually, it's 6 o'clock out there in Houston, Texas. It's 7 o'clock in Atlanta, Georgia. It's 7 o'clock in Mount Vernon, New York. Big up to my homie Chingy out there in Mount Vernon. We're going to get right to it. Again, this is TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your man, TM Hyman, your hip-hop informer. We got a good show here today. Stand by as we jump right to it. This is one of my favorite new joints. I'm looking for this dude. This is my man Tree, everybody. I'm looking for Tree. I'm looking for Tree. If you know what Tree is,
JR, put me on with the greatest, baby. I'm back. Shit. I end all discussions, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I put niggas where your house is. Yeah. Look. Check it. Now, I ain't been here in a minute. I breeze through big boy dog, go and fit it. See the whip tinted, the jag, it be kidding. Spitting his nose, I must just admit it. I'm one of the hot y'all, you know that I got y'all. Spitting that hot sauce like sexy tea. You see me on the block moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his seat. Lot of niggas spit slows, they ain't fucking with Tree. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the hottest in C. I breeze through land by the Hottam and V. And boy, I be crushing the black. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain sick pushing the drop. You see me with that cane, I'm never gonna stop. And I'm spitting it off that top of the brain. Your baby mama called me, wanna offer me brain. I'm off with in the coupe while I'm moving that range. Pitching cane from the stoop, counting that change. They can't fuck with me. Call your best boy on the phone, he can't fuck with me. Tree, he be holding the chrome, you can't fuck with me, boy. I'm the truth in the booth like Benny Siegel. Couple of grand, but still crystal regal. Hootie, lot of niggas run their mouth, dog can't shoot me. C-Tree, iceberg, dog with the Snoopy. Couple of bricks, I'm about to loot me. If you think you're real, come and shoot me. Fuck your guns, I'm about moving these bricks, stacking fucking ones. Call my pee-pee, pop bed, the fucking sons. Nigga, see I be moving the pounds. I'm Hody Phil in the back, y'all losing the rounds. I'm the nigga off the brain, y'all losers clowns. And you niggas can't fuck with my team. I'm the nigga with the ratchet, the 4/5, holding the beans. Breeze through in the quarter eight, pushing the beans. And Tree got the cane in the pot, I put the cane in the spot. You talk slick, I put the flame in your top. Who want what? Nigga, just say your name. Who want what? Tree, he gon' spray that flame. I'm a grown man, dog, I don't play those games. You dudes is lame. I breeze through quarter mil out on my chain. I light $50 on my wrist. And I don't need to get hyped up off the belly of Chris. All I need is a blunt of haze right to the straight. So if a nigga want beef, I'm ready to chase. I keep a pretty hoe up on my face. I keep going, nigga. Freestyle off the brain, keep going, nigga. I'm about cutting grass, not long, I don't know. Talk about pounds, smoking that haze. Young nigga that be out in that daze. Listening, Tree, he be crushing the block. 4:30 on freeze, crushing the drop. You see Tree, crushing the spot. Using the clock, you toss slick, then you losing your pops. Man, I'm so twisted, and I ain't even drank today. Get on the mic, the booth, I don't think today. When it's cold outside, rock a make the day. Throwing a 50 grand bracelet, make the day. With a white tee, ask my boys, I'm so shicey. Ask my boys, I'm so icy. Couple of mil, they can't price me. Boy, I'll bust at your grill, don't like me. See, I'm a bad dude, I walk with mad dudes. I walk the block looking like sun with mad jewels blinging on my wrist. Who spitting it like this? Who moving cane, spitting rap, getting it like this? You niggas is lunching, niggas is punching when I'm jumping. I'm on the fast, I'm throwing fucking cash out the sunroof. Tree so bulletproof, sort of like 50, 100 grand whip, maybe even 50. See Tree apes on my feet, they so crispy. Young niggas shooting that ratchet but still miss me. Young niggas shooting that ratchet, they wanna miss me. Tree put head on your money. Tree put money on your head like clippers. I handle the rock like Ella Clippers. Boy, I will clip ya, your teeth won't miss ya. Your bras won't kiss ya. Tree so sweet, so sweet. Boy, I'm that nigga that'll leave your brains right on the street. If you think about fucking with me, well think of Ben. For a minute, you ain't fucking with me. You ain't really moving cane, you ain't fucking with D. Boy, see, I'm the hottest in C. Still ducking the bed, still counting the bread, still I still buck at your head. And y'all niggas fuck on me dead, cause I'm out for my loot. Since you came from the soup, breeze through, nigga ball in the coop. I'm the nigga sharp, baby, never rockin' a suit with no tie. And dog, I ain't ready to die like Biggie. Moving these biggies, smoking these biggies. I stay jiggy, a visa law for my H, nigga. I be moving that cane, count on my cake, nigga. I be shooting that flame, spitting that eight, nigga. Say you can spit better, I spit in your face, nigga. 100 grand stacked in the safe just for the case, nigga. Long term, nigga, money to burn. Dead president with tree, I got money to burn. Dead president with tree, I got money for her. And your rookies better wait your turn. Oh, fuck it, they ain't bad as shit. I'm the nigga, I'm your motherfucking dad and shit. Take your fingers and your bricks out your pad and shit. Little nigga, breeze through in the Jag and shit. Why you mad and shit? You a fat and shit. Got that Ruger and that mad and shit.
Thank you, Chuvin. Thanks for tuning in to TMI Radio Live. That's my man, Tree. That was an abrupt ending there. That joint is called Breezy. It's your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Jump on the feedback lines right now to get it in real early as we start the show. That number is 917-889-3926. That's 917-889-3926. Work week over, starting a new work week forward. Tonight is Sunday, July 18th. Again, you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is the Blog Talk Radio Network. We're happy to be online with you tonight. We got folks tuned in all over the world. Folks, talking to a lot of people sending in music, a lot of people doing business, trying to be successful. One word to the wise man, don't take things so personal. Stop being so easily offended. Stop being so easily offended. Before we proceed, I just want to give honor and respect where respect and honor is due. That's to my Most High God, just for allowing me to get up this morning, allowing you to get up this morning to be able to hear this program right now. Starting us on our way, it's Sunday. I want to give homage on this Sabbath day. We're going to get right into some world news here. World news. World news being brought to you tonight by Foresight.Ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Log on. World news. Do you all know that there was a horrendous catastrophe in Iraq? About a dozen killed in an Iraq suicide attack. More than 40 people were killed when a man outside of the Iraq Army base. Not good. We know we got people listening from Iraq. Stay strong to all of the soldiers out there and folks hanging in. You know, I don't know what's going on, but we need the protection from God. You all know that the oil leak has now been fixed after days and days and days and a few months. They finally capped the oil. Have a lot to deal with as the oil. They clean up the oil. Birds, animals been impacted. We shall see. Lastly, I want to share a gunman killed about 17 people 526-917-889-3926. We're gonna jump into this new one from Jay Black. Hyman Radio Live.
Y'all know what time it is, man. It's your boy Jay Black, man. G up in the building. We do it bigger time. Yeah. My man Austin B. Yo, this shit's some fire too. Good looking out, man. Here we go, man. The biggest lesson that you can learn from Biggie and Pop is you can really die trying to be the king of hip hop. When you the best, man, I mean you a threat. And people sweat, I can look them in their eyes, snatch their heart out their chest. You can't dribble when my D apply full court press. Hope you got a bulletproof Sully to go with your vest. I know it's my test to conquer the east and go west. Got nothing to do with luck, I have faith and was blessed. Like a preacher who was preaching to a bunch of wild heathens. I inspire the youth, give them something to believe in. That's my reason for breathing. I'm probably die squeezing on the ground, hurt, bleeding, calling for the Lord Jesus. They'd rather see me die than prosper. These niggas don't rock, these niggas act, somebody get them an Oscar. We mock thugs with choppers, you can't stop us. Send victims to doctors, shoot it out with the coppers. I went to school with weed and coke in my lockers. Only beef you ever had was on the BK Whopper. Them other rappers you listen to ain't selling you nothing, cause you'll fall for anything if you don't stand up for something. I drop jewels for the youngest, those up and coming. Peep gang, stay sharp when it's show time to run it. Always be a leader, young soldier, never follow. Always live for the day, but prepare for tomorrow. Jewels for my youngest, all your boys up and coming. Peep gang, so you sharp when it's show time to run it. Always be a leader, young soldier, never follow. You live for the day, but prepare for tomorrow. These dudes got some audacity to try to laugh at me. When measured up, most of these chunks ain't even half of me. They just a bunch of false prophecies and blasphemy. Tired of all you racist ass cops always harassing me. I'm the last black Don like Master P. Y'all thought I was dead, but y'all ain't seen the last of me. I know niggas who will blaspheme me with no question. I'm sorry, but this is how it has to be. I dropped jewels for my youngins that were passing me to my little brothers. They got the crown after me. Y'all little dudes can't last with me. I'm from the school of hard knocks. Y'all ain't in the same class as me. I learned knowledge over wealth. Everybody need help. And keeping it real is being yourself. More money, more problems. Yeah, right, man. Try to tell that to my peoples in the hood, sobbing. We listen to Marvin, kicking regardless. We in the same boat, broke without our fathers. So as men, we gotta think smarter, work harder. Especially young black men, we government targets. I refuse to let that happen. We started a movement for rapping. Consider this first affirmative action. Them other rappers you listen to ain't telling you nothing. You don't fall for anything if you don't stand up for something. I drop jewels for the youngest. Those up and coming, peak game, stay sharp. When it's show time to run. You always be a leader, young soldier, never follow. Always live for the day, but prepare for tomorrow. Use for my youngest, all your boys up and coming. Be gang, so you sharp when it's your time to run it. You always be a leader, young soldier, never follow. You live for the day, but prepare for tomorrow. The other rappers you listen to ain't telling you nothing. You don't fall for anything if you ain't standing for something. Ain't you tired of the same shit? You know it's the same when you can't even trust your own people you hang with. I speak the truth, y'all, I ain't bragging, but I honestly feel like I'm one of the last dragons. Black fit that pattern, skills are matting. Made a lot of grand money that ain't come from me rapping. Cause the truth is, I'd rather be ducking in bears than to have that shoulda, woulda thought stuck in my head. Them other rappers you listen to ain't telling you nothing, man. You won't fall for anything if you don't stand up for something. I drop jewels for the youngest. Those up and coming, peace gang, stay sharp when it's show time to run it. Always be a leader, young soldier, never follow. Always live for the day, but prepare for tomorrow. Use for my youngins, all your boys up and coming. Peace gang, so you sharp when it's your time to run it. Always be a leader, young soldier, never follow. You live for the day, but prepare for tomorrow.
That's my man Jay Black. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. You can jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926. Again, that's 917-889-3926. We're standing by for John Brown, who's going to take part in the conversation tonight. Money, power, respect. When you think of money, power, respect, and it's Sunday, and this is going to be part one to a conversation that we're going to have tomorrow night. With Nakori Banks, who's an actor. He's played in several flicks. I think he's he was in Green Zone, I believe, Brooklyn's Finest, and another flick. Nakori's going to be with us tomorrow, Nakori Banks. I think we have for sure Dawn. Well, it's a contradiction to say I think and then for sure. We have Dawn, who was supposed to be on with us tonight, Dawn Richard from Diddy's Dirty Money, on with us Wednesday night. And again, we're talking about money, power, respect. When you think of money, power, respect, what's most important to you and what are you actually doing to go after that? Is it money? Is it power? Is it respect? I like to think that all three are extremely important. I think the respect piece for me is the priority, comes number one, because with respect, I think ultimately comes the power to do what's necessary, which drives the money or what brings about the money. That's our conversation tonight. What exactly do you focus on? Which is most important to you? I'm going to open up the lines to area code 813 as we wait on our special guests to dial in. Last four digits, 8272, the line is open to you. Area code 813. All right. Area code 813, last four digits, 4949. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Money, power, respect is the topic.
Hello, how are you? This is Mikael. I'm calling from Tampa.
Mikael calling from Tampa. Money, power, respect. Which is most important to you and why?
Well, to me, I think each and every one is equally important because in order to get anywhere, you're going to have to earn all three. You're going to have money. You're going to have the power to do what you need to do. And along with that comes the respect and the knowledge of knowing that you've got it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mikael calling from Tampa, Florida. Stand by. Take part in the conversation. Thanks for your feedback. Area code 646, last four digits, 4803. We're talking about money, power, and respect.
Money, power, respect. So they're going to talk to you a little bit about that, and then we're going to go straight into your...
All right. Again, money, power, respect is the topic tonight. I do believe we have our special guest on the line. We have Mr. John Brown on the line. Mr. John Brown on the line. Go open up the mic.
Yo, yo.
John Brown, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Thanks for having me, my brother.
Hey, man. Thanks for joining us. Where in the world is John Brown tonight?
John Brown, I'm going to keep it straight up with you. John Brown just got out the shower in Detroit at my crib, about to go to the studio.
Hey, hey.
For the ladies listening.
No doubt. It's all for the ladies, dude. It's all for the ladies. But did you say Chicago or Detroit? You said Detroit.
No, Detroit, yep.
Detroit, okay. That's what's good, man. Well, welcome to TM Hama Radio Live. Mad props to you and congrats to the success of this new hot joint you got right now. I'm going to love you right.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you saying that, man. It really truly means a lot to me. You know, when people
tell me that,
I get ecstatic, man.
Hey, no doubt, man. No doubt. What can we expect from Mr. Brown as the months proceed? Again, this is a hot joint in top 20 right now, Billboard. What else can we expect from you?
You can just expect. I got my about to drop two singles at once. You know what I'm saying? We get ready for the video. Got Mad Tours coming up. You know what I'm saying? And just doing some great things, man. You know that's what you can expect right now. Movies, everything, man. I'm going hard, dog.
Movies, everything. You know what? You just talked about a lot just in that little piece right there. But the topic tonight is money, power, respect. Which is most important to you, John, and tell us why? Money, power, or respect?
Which is most important to me, money, power, or respect? Honestly, I would say respect.
And why is that?
Because without respect, you have nothing, you know? You gotta be true to yourself. You gotta put out some positive things that could potentially cause, you know, a lot of people to respect what you're doing. You know, if you're putting out stuff in terms of this industry that's negative, you know, how can you expect someone to respect you if you're not respecting yourself? You know, it starts with yourself. You gotta respect yourself in order for people to respect you. And that's just my theory, you know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, absolutely. John, stand by for us. You just heard it from the man himself, Mr. John Brown. He's hanging out with us tonight all the way from Detroit. John has a new hot single on Billboard right now. It's called I'ma Love You Right. Tonight's topic is money, power, respect. Which is most important to you and why? You can jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. But just for you all who have not heard I'ma Love You Right, you know what? Here it is right now, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I can see you in my life, love you with my hands, so I can touch your body right, love you with my voice, baby, so I can sing sweet melodies, love you with my time, and it will be just you and me, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you, with everything I have, and I'm never for the kids. Nothing wrong, we're giving you the keys to the range
in
the house
with
the
angel. And ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Ain't nothing wrong with giving my heart, my soul, my mind, my mind.
I'ma love you right,
I'ma love you
right, I'ma love you right.
Every breath I breathe for you, tell you no lies, lady. Cause everything I say is true. I'ma love you with my mind, baby. Cause I think you are the one. And if you're feeling different, just remember you're my girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you with everything I have and a little more to keep you cool. Ain't nothing wrong with giving you the keys to the range and a house with an indoor pool.
Wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. So if you feel it different, just remember that you're
mine. I know this a little bit much for this first conversation. But this much grown up sipping got me feeling impatient.
Impatient.
Let's go have on a baby, make love crazy.
It's gonna feel so right. So let's get on.
From my man John Brown out there in Detroit. Hey, who produced that track, John?
My man B Major. He's actually from Detroit. We both went to school together here.
All right, that's what's good. Hey, man, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir?
I am 24 years old, sir.
That's what's good. That's
young. That's trying to do it, man. Trying to do it before I get old, man.
Hey. That's the best thing for us all to try to get it done, get it in before we get too old. Tonight, folks, we're talking about money, power, respect with my man John Brown with the top Billboard hit right now. Got it going on. It's called I'ma Love You Right. You just heard it. We're going to drop a new one coming up from you. What's the name of this new one? Tell us a little bit about it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, sir. Repeat it.
We're going to drop another one later on before you get out of here. You want to talk about the new one coming up that you're about to release?
Oh, yeah, it's one of my singles that we get ready to drop this week. One of two, actually. But this one is entitled Turn the Volume Up. It's for the clubs, you know what I'm saying? Again, it's something for the ladies, which, you know, I definitely love to do. And it's a club banger, you know, a real smooth club banger.
That's what's good. Yo, for cats trying to come up alongside you, behind you, tell them something that they probably really don't know about the game. I've been in the music business for a few years now, a couple of different areas, and it's not all good. As a 24-year-old artist coming up in the game right now, what's the one thing the cats really wouldn't believe about the game from your perspective?
One thing that people wouldn't believe,
when it comes to the work that's required.
Work that's required. Wow. All right, let me say this. Like, this is like my second deal, but I didn't know this much until this actual deal. Basically, some people, they think when you get signed that you've made it. But actually, when you get signed, that's when the hard work comes into play. Like, getting the deal is easy. That's the easy part. When you get signed, you got to maintain that. You know, you got to maintain your career, you know, because once you get in the game, it's nonstop work. And I think some people, the big misconception is with some people is that they believe that, okay, I got signed, so I've made it. But in actuality, you haven't made it until you get that hit record, you know what I'm saying, until you make some noise in this industry. Because little do some people know, until you get a hit, you're irrelevant in some sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Some people don't. They think, you know, they get a deal, they get arrogant, and it's not about that. It's about getting a hit. You have to get a hit in order to have some type of stability in this industry, you know.
No doubt. Who's in John Brown's iPod, or who's on the iPhone right now that you're listening to?
Oh man, we got Tyrese, Tank. Man, we got I got Alicia Keys, Jeezy, Jay-Z, B.O.B. Still listening to my man, you know, I love Luther Vandross, man, you know, a great, great, excellent legend, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of Prince, you know, I'm going to keep it real, man, I love listening to Celine Dion, that's real talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody laughs at me when I say that, but what happened?
Diversity is key.
Yeah, man, I love, like, her style, man, she reminds me of my mom's, man, and Phil Collins. Like, I constantly listen to Phil Collins all the time. He's, like, a person that I definitely looked up, you know, to, like, since I was, like, young, like, 6 years old or something like that. Like, I think all those people are just, like, excellent, superb, like, artists, you know, in my opinion,
right.
You know.
Right. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, man. When can the ladies expect John Brown down here in the deep south here in Florida?
Yo, ladies, I love Florida. I'm praying to God that I get there ASAP. Like, I've been once this year. I was in Miami, you know, first time, you know, and I loved it. I definitely enjoyed it, so I'm sure I definitely enjoy Tampa. So hopefully soon, you know, get some shows cracking. You know, if you can give me some hookups to some shows, hey, we got to work together, brother.
hey, you just said it. And you know what? What I'll do, I'll work with my producers and folks here in Tampa. We got a television show as well, you know what I'm saying? So we'll work to do a live concert, get you back here. Well, get you down here, not even back, get you down here. And maybe a few other, you know, dates here in the surrounding area. That's what's
yo,
good.
I'm with it, brother. Like, yo, for you even saying that, like, that's huge to me. Like, I'm a humble cat, man. And I do whatever in terms of this industry, not whatever, but in terms of making myself a success, like anything that's positive that can get my name out there, I'm with it. You know, it's not about the money. It's not about nothing. It's about living my dream, having fun, and just getting my name out there. That's my whole thing, you know?
Hey, well, yeah, you can hang out with us as long as you want to. You're officially a friend of the show right now, you know what I'm saying? So you're
appreciate
family.
It, appreciate it.
Whatever we can do, you know what I'm saying, we could definitely we're definitely going to do it. Let's go ahead and get into this new joint. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is my man John Brown coming to you out of Detroit. I am your hip-hop informer, TM Hyman. This is TM Hyman Radio Live. John, go ahead and introduce your new joint.
All right, Tampa, Florida, this your boy John Brown, a.k.a. Mr. I'ma Love You Right. My new joint is entitled Turn the Volume Up. So turn the volume up right now, listen to my record.
You know the business.
Record right there, brother.
Yeah, I got a few bobbing around the studio here with me right now. So they
oh, that's what's up.
Right there. Yeah, much success.
So they bobbing in the studio while you was playing that?
Yeah. They bobbing around, dancing around, you know, so that tells me that this is a winner you got here.
Oh, man, that's a winner. All right. Hey, the girls bobbing in the studio, I'm with it.
Hey, let me go ahead and open up the lines. See if anybody got questions out there, want to talk to John Brown. Area code 757, last four digits 6469. The line is open to you. Area code 757. Your name, where you calling from?
This is Dee Dee. I'm calling from Virginia.
Dee Dee calling from Virginia.
Yes.
Dee Dee, how did you like that track there, Dee Dee?
I really liked it, John. Nice to meet you, John Brown.
Nice to meet you too, sweetheart. Dee Dee from Virginia.
Yeah, I'm from Virginia, Norfolk to be exact.
That's what's up, mama.
That was a very nice song. I was bopping too. I'm not in the studio, but I'm in my truck and I was bopping too. I really like that.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, you just keep singing to us and you going to the top. It's, you know, it's in the bag right there.
Oh, man. You got a smile on my face right now, sweetheart. I really appreciate that.
Hey, Dee, we're gonna try to get John out there in the concert for y'all out there in Virginia as well.
Wonderful! I would definitely go see her. I'm buying a ticket. You just let me know when.
Great.
That's what's good. Everybody, you're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live tonight. We're talking about money, power, respect with our special guest John Brown. You've heard a couple of his hot new joints. Look out for him. Join in to this conversation. Again, money, power, respect. Which is most important to you and why? I may not be able to get to everybody tonight. We got a real full show with all that we're trying to accomplish. But thanks for tuning in. You can jump on the jam lines or the feedback lines if you can at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We like to thank our producers, Hack Media. You can log on to www.hacmedia.com. For any information in reference to production, we got the hot green screen, any kind of video and audio production going on for you, all right? John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we appreciate you for joining us tonight, man. We're not gonna keep you. We know you got.
Hey, man, keep me as long as you want, man. You know what, man? I just want to say thank you for having me on the show, brother. I really appreciate that, for real.
Hey, no doubt, man. Well, if you want to hang out, you know, feel free to definitely hang out with us. That's cool. You know, I heard you say the studio. I know you got work to do.
Get ready to hit that studio. I wish I could hang out with y'all, man. I was hoping I had more time. You know, I got my management. They all call me, like, get your butt to the studio.
Hey, yeah.
I'm trying to rush over there.
We respect it, man. You know, hang out if you can. But, you know, before you drop off, tell the listeners, you know, one thing that nobody really knows about John Brown.
One thing that nobody really knows about John Brown is that I'm a loving father. I love my son. And that's no secret. I always tell everyone, like, you know, some people are not. They feel ashamed at times, you know, to put it out there. They have a kid, but I have a son, 24, been doing it, man, college graduate, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm a father, you know, and I let that be known to all the men listening. Take care of your kids, take care of your responsibility, treat these ladies like queens, and just keep it real at all times, man. So that's one thing that some people don't know about John Brown.
Hey, we appreciate that. Much respect, much love, much success to you, brother. Again, you officially a friend of the show. We'll stay in contact. He talked about queens, so we're going to get into a queen of MC. This is Ganga Lee. It's Opulence right here on T and Hyman Radio Live.
Opulence, you own everything. Abundance. Implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated because in all the calls I scream my name. Me not used to get it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. First in rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, 5-3. Travel renowned, sore spot, still exists. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours. Yo, you can never. never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Think that slow, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheese, able to live another day. Still I can pee, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you roll them on, cause I get it all this way. Persuade the nonsense to see life another way. I can't continue to fight this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, the pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. But again, that local phrase, you just don't even get it. I'm Lady Ganga. You're better off falling back and stumbling up on the mantra. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
Thanks for choosing this station. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Opulence by Ganga Lee. Opulence. Thanks, my man, John Brown, for hanging out with us and keeping it extremely real. We're going to try to stay in contact with John and his management to try to make sure that we help them to push units. Respect was what was most important to him, and he told us why. At the end of the day, when you know, if you can glean respect, you can pretty much do whatever it is that's necessary. I kind of shared it at the top of the show myself. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the launch, so I'm a little bumpy, a little rusty today. But we are officially on the air. You can join us every Sunday night at 7 p.m., every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night at 10 p.m., 10 to 12, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to 9, every Sunday. This is the official launch of TM Hyman Radio Live. Coming up next, we have our finance and education segment. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world of finance. When you tune into this show, you're going to learn something. You're going to get something that you didn't know. You're going to be introduced to somebody you didn't know. You're going to get some information you didn't know. Because that's the whole purpose, you know. It's really about knowledge and power. Knowledge is power, folks, you know. So let's respect ourselves a little more. Let's hang out with people who are doing things. Stop hanging out with people who are not doing things. Because little do you know, and most do know, misery loves company. You know, so if you just want to be successful, stop hanging out with unsuccessful people and people who are not trying to be successful, all right? I'm going to open up the line after we get right into our finance segment. This finance segment is brought to you by HAC Media. HAC Media, sealing the deal with style and professionalism. HAC Media brings you, again, some finance information. And we have our finance expert, Ms. Toya, on the line. Toya, you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Good evening, madam. Toya, what are we talking about tonight? We're helping our folks in the area of finance. We were talking about Wall Street earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some things going on with Wall Street. This past week, the Senate passed a new Wall Street reform bill. They're making a lot of good changes that are going to affect the consumers, that are going to help us, protect us, so that we're not affected in a negative way with everything that's going on with the economy right now.
Most people can't even relate to Wall Street and don't even understand how Wall Street could impact them. So can you break it down for the layman, and in layman's terms, how does Wall Street impact us right now?
Well, right now, the one thing you really want to look at when we're talking about Wall Street and finance and things that are going on with the economy right now is because people don't have a lot of fluid cash on hand, because the state of the economy is so bad, everyone needs to fall back on their credit. And most people in our age bracket, they really don't take their credit seriously until they need something and their credit's not good enough to actually obtain what it is that they need. The one thing you want to make sure you keep an eye on, in addition to just pulling your credit reports every year, is your credit score. And the one thing that the Wall Street reform bill that's being passed is going to include is, in addition to being able to obtain the free credit report every year, you'll also be able to obtain the free credit score that goes along with it. And the credit score is very, very, very important when it comes to credit, establishing credit, and being able to obtain things where you don't have cash at hand.
Right. I don't want to put you on the spot, because that's like ridiculously important information that you just shared with us. Do you know what the actual like credit score is that, you know, when people see you coming, they turn their back? The like you sound the alarm because your credit's so poor. I think it's like between like 500 and 550 or 500 and 600. Where's that peak point? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, anything below like a 620 right now is considered not a good credit score. It used to be a little lower, but now because times are changing and everyone's going through hardships, they've raised the bar on that. You could be able at one time be able to obtain a home, a mortgage with that type of credit score, and now they've raised that even more. So anything below a 620 is too low. An average scores like between a 620 and 690. Once you start getting above a 690, then you have a good credit score. Not the best, but you can obtain a lot more than if you're below a 620.
right.
An excellent, just to give you an idea, an excellent credit score right now is like 780 and above. So if you're falling below a 620, you definitely want to work on rebuilding your credit. And the best way to do that is to just pull your credit report. There's three major credit bureaus that you will want to pull those from. It's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You can actually obtain a free copy of each of those one time per year. And to do so, you would want to log on to annualcreditreport.com. That's backed by the government. No tricky fees, no signing up for programs, and if you don't cancel, you're charged later on down the line. So, again, it's annualcreditreport.com. You can also have the option to be able to, at this time, pay for a credit score when you pull those, but the actual credit report itself is of no charge.
All right. Well, that is awesome information. We appreciate you. We will talk to you tomorrow night on our finance segment. This finance segment has been brought to you by HACmedia.com. HACmedia.com, bringing you style and professionalism, helping to seal the deal. Log on to HACmedia.com today for more information on hot audio and video production services. You are on tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This one is Let It Flow from that Hack Army. Let's go.
Yeah. See, this is what we're going to do. See, this for the niggas with paper. Real paper. So, if you ain't got over $2,000 in your pocket ready to spend it, get the fuck out the way. Check. I'm so far out of space. I got the over that how niggas feeling all out of place. Yeah. They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit, talk about my guns, shit on your bitch with all my funds. Talk about the leather and wood, I'm from the hood. I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing. And I toss the hundreds and let it float and watch the crowd. If your money like mine, throw it right about now like float. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go. I got a car on my wrist, two jobs on my face, and I'm a notch with a bitch on the low. So if you go get a grind, instead of looking at my shine, you just wasting your time, you a joke. Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get a lower pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the whole.
the place. You know that cheddar in the place. You know them bottles by the case. You know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rub my babies on the face. I am the opposite of broke. I flipped and doubled up a joke. I lay way deep up in her throat. HAC, I took that oath. Anybody get in line, I will do my lash in a row. Toss security is back and let my pistol through the door. Try to tamper with my dough. You be underneath this flow.
Yes,
you throwing out of state while you suckers still broke. Caught them things by the loaf. Bust it down, pitch it low. HAC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas. Catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my size. And I lay the light, whoa.
I got a trunk for the lift. I ain't worried about you bitch doors on my car lift. Let's go.
Kinda hard to keep up with this type of pace. LS460 taking up a lot of space. More room to operate, more things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make the whole earth shake. Anybody get body, Bacardi parties at Tommy. At the bar with the Remy, Mama cute with the skinny. M shots in the semi, pop it off till it's empty. Built like a buck 50, all my niggas is with me.
C8 dollar sign, cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645 to cool off his line. Feeling like a summer breeze, crib at 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me, I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice flow, nice flow, down over your nice boat. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson, so I cop a ice coat. Ice glove, nice glove, shine like a light bulb. Shit it on a track, so call a nurse and get it wiped up.
Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow.
Reminding you to believe, dream, imagine. You know, it's really all about faith, folks. You know, you got to hope and you got to love. You know, there's nothing that you can do in this world alone at the end of the day. Regardless of how strong you are, regardless of how focused you are, at the end of the day, you're going to be a strong, focused, lonely son of a gun if you really don't learn how to love somebody and you really got to really rely on your faith. And put some hope into something, into somebody. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to your belief, your ability to dream and keep your vision on point, you know, and just imagine. Imagine where you want to be, and I guarantee you sooner or later, if you stay focused, that's where you will be. We just got some great information before that last track from Toya helping us out with our finances. She talked about credit. Talked about, you know, exactly what we can do to fix our credit. Please don't let this this conversation, this radio show, this information go past you through one ear and out the other. It's entertainment, but we're here to help you as well. Tonight's topic is money, power, respect. Which is most important to you and why? Earlier we had John Brown on the show. He got that hot Billboard hit called Wanna Love You Right. Jump on the iTunes, download it, you know, check him out, support the brother, positive, 24-year-old man who loves his child, you know, so that's one less brother that's going to end up in the court system, you know, somebody telling him to, you know, go buy some Pampers. That's not something that we should be told to do. Respect, people. He said that respect was most important to him. because, you know, with respect, respect will take you far. And at the end of the day, I just, you know, for folks who really don't understand what we're talking about, think that it's corny, you really need to get some respect for yourself. And because at the end of the day, the environment is the way it is because we lack so much respect. We don't even have respect for ourselves, let alone respect for others. The definition of respect is esteem. Esteem for or sense of worth, you know, or excellence of a person, a personal quality or ability or something considered, you know, as a manifestation of a personal quality or ability. And at the end of the day, you know, people don't understand or relate excellence to themselves at all, you know, and you are excellent, whether you feel that way or not. You know, respect yourself. Show some respect. And the world will be a better place. All right, I'm going to get off the soapbox and I'm going to stop preaching. I'm getting some texts, but they're positive texts, but I feel like, you know, maybe I'm preaching. Money, Power, Respect is the topic tonight. We were supposed to have Dawn Richard on tonight from Diddy's Dirty Money. Dawn is under the weather tonight, so big up to you, Mama. Talk to you on Wednesday. We wanted to give her some time to recoup. We wanted to make sure she was up to herself so she could give us the lowdown and talk about that new comic book that she has coming out. She also got a new song, so we dropping that new song. We're the first to leak Turn the Volume Up. We premiered Turn the Volume Up with John Brown tonight, and that song hits radio tomorrow. So you all heard it first right here, TM Hyman, Radio Live. Again, Money, Power, Respect is the topic tonight. Which is most important to you? Jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926. We'll open up the mic here shortly. 1-917-889-3926. I played a song called Opulence from Ganga Lee earlier. I'm going to play a new one. This new one is called Mysterious and Scratches. Mysterious and Scratches. I don't know about the damn song title, but this is Ganga Lee, Team Hyman Radio Live.
You know, a lot of people think that they know me. They can peg me in a particular class or category, you know. I choose to let you in when I want to let you in. And I think this is the time that I'm going to let you in. So, just a little bit, sneak peek. Check it out. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, from day to night, night to day, I keep it moving, y'all. Ganga Lee will always be a legend while they fall. So much love for the unjust, it's crazy now. Makes me want a gun bust, hear your anus now. But I fall back, take a look at Remy Ma. Not the road to travel if you're trying to be a star. They test my virtue though on every last interview. They fuck my name up on the Double X music review. Still you ask Ganga, why you trotting on? Cause long after breath, I would have a song for those folks, those people with those jokes. And my mom's in a UK who prays for me with much hope. What the hell you asking me? See, that's the problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, I can't get rid of me. You wait to get on while we blow through charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Hey, yo, what the hell you asking me? We bloom all day, the sun real bright, like sun rays.
Behind these shades, I remain a mystery. Your blindsided body dipples and these cup seeds. Niggas really daily press to get to know me. I'm the DJ, she's a rapper, so blow me. Niggas really got a nerve to question me. With a tight fitted on, and I don't mean the Yankees. Loose lips, Perez, Hilton talking chips. Say whatever to get the people tuning in. I watch how they mouth trashing them and do you in. to the haters, God bless you for going in. You keep the people talking, they're hungry for a story. I'm starving for this money, a 9-to-5 bores me. For a quick buck, people in your own camp will give you up. Even 5-0 is getting some. Look how that pickery on a face turned up, or Swiss Keys infidelity posted up. And how niggas start beefing, get their shells up. R&B chicks nude with their cameras. I remain behind my name, behind these turntables I stay, and I shall remain. Here comes Superman. So what the hell you asking me? See, that's your problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get put on while we blow through these charts with ease. Next time you see me, you'll greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? Huh? We bloom all day. The sun's real bright, like sun rays. The very best. The only thing that relieves my stress is my mic, my pen, and my turntable-less. Plain and simple, love. You just don't have the gift. On the other hand, I do, so watch my spit. Lots of heads wanna hate, oh, I hate me so. I'm just a black woman doing it international. In times I admit, I don't think rational. A lot of heads like to use the word dramatical. I'm broken down to the very last compound. See how it sounds when gone across the world renowned. Been in love with hip-hop since Sugar Hill. Original Black Mamba before Kill Bill. I remain the mystery. What the hell you asking me? We bloom all day. This shines real bright, like sun rays. So I'm a mystery. And that's the way I choose to be. Because y'all running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. Yeah, that's what we choose to be. As long as the tactics, they can't get rid of me. You waiting to get on while we blow some trust with ease. The next time you see me, just beat me on bended knee. Cause I remain a mystery. All this question, what the hell you asking me? Just remember this, we bloom all day and shine real bright like sun rays.
Radio Live, I am your man T.M. Hyman. That's Gunga Lee, Mysterious. Excuse me, I just messed it up. Mysterious and Scratches, Gunga Lee. You can jump on the jam circuits or the feedback line at 917-889-3926. That's 917-889-3926. My girl Gunga dropping those hits like, whoa. I think Toya's still hanging out with us. Toya, you were calling from Newcastle, Delaware with that finance report, right?
Yes, I am.
Miss Toya, the topic tonight is power, money, power, and respect. Which was most important to you, or which is, not even was, which is most important to you, and tell us why tonight?
I think they all play a major part in everything that you do, but I think I would have to go with respect. Not just respect for yourself, but respect for other people as well. I think it's really important to... You have to be able to respect other people and what they're doing, be able to give people big ups and help them out and, you know, really just respect in general. You can't get anywhere if you don't respect what other people are doing, and if you don't have respect for yourself, you really can't get anywhere. So I think respect is probably most important to me.
No, absolutely. And again, thank you for that information you shared with us earlier. Can you give the audience the website one more time regarding that credit report information?
Sure. You can obtain one free credit report from each of the major credit bureaus, and that's once a year. You want to log on to annualcreditreport.com. Again, that is backed by the government. You do not want to log on to freecreditreport.com and things of that sort because they're not actually free. They will end up charging you eventually. But annualcreditreport.com is where you want to go.
Thank you very much. Toya, stand by for us again. Appreciate you. Toya will be back tomorrow night with another finance and education report for us. Again, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I got a new artist spotlight coming up right now. It's from an artist by the name of Bugsy. Bugsy's coming off the West Coast, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. I think my man is on the line right now. Bugsy, you there?
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, what's good with you, man?
I'm doing good, man. What's up with you, man? Just chilling.
Where in the world is Bugsy right now? And what do you have in your hand?
Right now, I got the BlackBerry in my hand, man. I'm over here in Cincinnati right now. It's just kicking it, man. Kicking back, man. Relaxing.
All right. You vacationing in Cincinnati right now. Tell everybody your official name. What state you represent, and a little bit about Bugsy. What you got going on right now?
Well, my official artist name is Bugs the Rocker, and I go by a lot of different monikers, like Bugsy, Rocker Boy, on Twitter, of course. I'm actually born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, so definitely rap, even though wherever I'm at in the world doing the show or, doing whatever business I'm doing, I got to definitely hold down the natty,
No doubt.
Cincinnati all day, every day.
No doubt. No, big up Cincinnati, and big up your crew, man. Your team reached out to me, shared the music, the tracks is banging. Got a few of them loaded up right now. So again, you got people grinding on your behalf, and obviously because you got something worth grinding for. I checked out a couple of your YouTube clips. You know what I'm saying? So you all over the place right now. Saw some stuff with Rick Ross and Dre and a few other cats.
Yeah, at the BET Awards. My first time down there, man. It was a good experience, man. Hooked up with, a lot of cats, man, in the industry that I'm cool with, man. And me being a new artist, man, they show me a lot of love, man. And, I'm getting a lot of attention and the buzz is starting to get bigger and growing. So, man, I'm just in a good spot right now, just trying to bring that real hip-hop back, you know what I'm saying? So, just trying to do my part in the music industry to bring originality back, man.
Yeah, you definitely focused on originality, and I could tell that you're not just producing music, homie. You actually putting some thought, you putting some creativity into the music, and I appreciate that because we definitely need creativity in hip hop right now. Definitely. Who you listening to?
Right now, man. The newer stuff. I mean. A lot of the new music I'm listening to, man, I got, of course, Drake. I mean, I'm listening to Drake. That new Kanye, man, of course, man. I love Kanye, man, his music and what he done for the game. I'm listening to that single, that Power. It's a new cat, too, man. His name Rain, man, from North Carolina. The same place my homie's little brother, Fontaine, rapper Big Pooh from. His name Rain, and J. Cole, he doing his thing. He's from Carolina, too. So, I'm listening to down the new cats I'm listening to. I listen to a whole lot of, older stuff, too, man, like Mos Def, Common, man, cats like that. Of course, Jay-Z always.
Right. Well, hey, Bugsy, stand by for me, man. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is my man Bugsy repping the West Coast. I believe he said he's chilling out in Cincinnati right now. Yo, check this one out. It's called Used to Be. My man Bugsy, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Now I gotta reassure, you won't lose me to the group B. Look, boobie, what you feeling? Insecurity. That engagement ring was for security. Now everything seems new to me. I just wanna go back to how things used to be. But the reality of it that we can't. I ain't saying I'm a saint, but a liar I ain't. I still feel the same love for ya that I had before the deal, and that's real. I suggest you tell them hating friends of yours to chill. We gotta wait to see if this love or all in the fate of time. I keep hearing this in the back of my mind. Never let nothing divide us. Don't forget, you're the rider. You gotta stay strong when I ain't beside you. And since I'm shy, it's easy to point your fingers at me. But what about you? You were school at OSU, so I don't really know the things that you do. You can be telling me little lies like you studying, knowing you out partying with them fraternity jabs, I guess that's where the club kicks in, Even if this relationship dies, just know that I tried to create us both. Better laugh, forget my pride, cause if you go, then a part of me dies. My worst fear is having regrets, yo. So like I'm hanging on for dear life. Mommy, please don't let go, and I won't let go. Let's give it our best shot and hope for the best, though, but we put us to rest. No, no.
Man, that's about my engineer, Matt Hunterman. Man, shout out to Matt Hunterman.
That's what's good. Yo, that track is sick. That's the first one. Is it Moesha?
Miyoshi.
Miyoshi. Hey,
hey.
Miyoshi.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, Miyoshi?
Blessed. I can't complain.
No, absolutely. Thanks for getting me what I needed to make this happen today for my man Bugsy. This was
Thank
the first
you.
One you sent, so because you sent this first, I respected the fact that this must have been the jump off. I wanted to like play a couple of other ones off of the whole album. I downloaded the whole album, but I said, you know what? Let me just roll with this one first. I did pull one off myself that I'm gonna drop before y'all get out of here tonight. But
yeah, definitely, man, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Miyoshi or Bugs, drop website information, blow up the spot right now where cats can log on and check you out, like, right now.
Right now, well, you can go to Bugs, B-U-G-G-S, T-H-A-R-O-C-K-A, BugsTheRocker.bandcamp.com, and there you can download the new album, Mule Level 5. You know, check that out, as well as my previous music, like my mixtape with Mick Boogie, Hip Hop Superhero, and whatever else, all my freestyles that's been on allhiphop.com and everywhere else. So, BugsTheRocker.bandcamp. Also, you can go on Twitter, too, @RockerBoy. I know everybody doing the Twitter thing right now, so @RockerBoy, R-O-C-K-A-B-O-Y, @RockerBoy. That's the official Twitter, so y'all make sure y'all hit me up. Y'all follow me on there, you know what I'm saying? I drop all my music, you know, I'll be on there 24/7.
The Rocker Boy, that's what's good. And y'all know that we absolutely tweeting on Twitter ourselves at TM Hyman Radio. Hit us up. Yo, Bugs the Rocker. Yo, dude, I'm real proud of your sound, man. Because you know the one thing before the last track, you said real hip hop, trying to really keep it fresh, keep it new. And your sound is like, I want to describe it as like a fresh breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? For hip hop, you're one of few new artists that I can actually say, you know, the whole record was a good listen. You know what I'm saying? It was diverse. It was a good listen. It was nothing I would say, okay, delete that. Not just go on to the next joint, but delete that. I'm like normally deleting tracks. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, I feel you 100%. And that was the main focus, bro. I mean, like really, my whole focus going in, like I spent 2.5 years on this album. Like that's what a lot of cats don't understand nowadays, especially like new artists. Like it takes time to make a whole album. You know, with this project, this is actually my first album. I've just been doing mixtape material, and when I went in the studio to go do this, I wanted to focus on the actual craft, not just. You know, like, okay, I'm gonna get a beat, I'm gonna rap over it. I'ma sit down with this pen and pad, you know, I'ma come up with some, you know, sick rhymes, and I'm gonna take time and put live instrumentation over all these beats to make the sound sonically sound different from what's going on right now in hip hop. I think we need to bring it back to the originality and, you know, bring it back to the have real substance and concepts into the music, because a lot of stuff is lacking right now. With everything I just said, you know what I mean, is lacking right now in the game, man. And that was my whole purpose and my whole mindset into this Mutant Level 5 album, and that's what I wanted to do from front to back, make an album. So many cats are just throwing singles on a CD and calling it an album, man. You know, we can't go for that no more, man. It's time to really bring the standard back, you know, and raise the bar in hip-hop. You know, that's why this album's not selling, you know what I mean, because nobody's really making albums but a few cats, you know what I'm saying? And when I say few, you can count them on one hand probably, so, you know what I mean? My whole mindset, especially as a new artist, to make, you know, a real album, man, that people can appreciate, man, everybody can appreciate, and, I think I did that with this Mutant Level 5 project.
No doubt. The topic tonight, Bugsy, is money, power, and respect. Which is most important to you, and tell the people why?
You know, honestly, respect. I mean, I think with respect comes power, and I think, you know, with power, you know, you can get money. So I think, you know, you can get all three when you got respect, because if you ain't respected, you can be a coward with money. You know what I mean? Eventually, you're going to get taken out. You know what I mean? You can have power. You need that money, though. You need money. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it usually worked that way, but you got to have the respect to last. And, you know, with my music, that's definitely, I try to keep the integrity and the respect in it, because I think the power and the money will fall in place, you know, eventually when you got that respect.
No doubt. Miosha, it sounds like Bugsy is an intelligent artist,
very.
But he sounds like a businessman as well. And you sound like or appear to be helping to lead the fight to me. So for every, you know, good businessman, it takes a good support base. Money, power, and respect is the topic. Which is most important to you, Miss Miosha, and why?
I'm going to have to agree and say respect. At the end of the day, that can't be taken away from you. You can lose power, you can lose money, but respect is something that no one can take away from you, and I'd rather have that than anything in the world, period.
No doubt. Hey, I've thoroughly enjoyed this little interview. If you all want to hang out with us, feel free to. Folks are calling in, and they look like they want to ask some questions. If y'all want to,
definitely.
I know we're out of time, but if y'all want to hang out, we'll get some questions in. Folks, hang out for me for a little bit. Everybody's calling in at one time. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got folks logged in all over the world. It appears that the United Kingdom's in the house. I got Baghdad in the house. It looks like we got the Bahamas in the house. Looks like the Virgin Islands in the house. Jamaica's in the house. I love the Caribbean. We're going to be coming out there to y'all soon with something live. Let me go ahead and drop this new one that's on the way. You can look out for this one from my man Bugsy the Rocker. He gave you his tweet, so go ahead and tweet him. This one right here, I'm telling you, I think it's a hot joint. You know, you sit back and tell me what you think about it. Get out of here. Tell the people to get out of my face here in the studio. Bear with me. I'm a little distracted. I'm sorry. This one's called Fallen. Bugsy the Rocker, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Feel good, don't it? Huh? You're looking outside, Rob. Huh? Yeah. I write my verses up under the moonlight. Waiting for the smoke to clear so I can see the sunlight. Some might say the darkness will never fade. Even if they're right, I still strive for my sunlight. See a better life, got my right fist in the sky while I'm in this fight. Crack fiends' dreams disappear as they hit the pipe. All demons in my sight. Fast well where the crack slang guns bang. The innocent main blood pour like rain. So it's hard to maintain. So I sang the same song that the slaves sang. So listen up to my hip hop spiritual. Still being alive is a miracle. You say a gift, I say I'm cursed for being lyrical. In the industry, ran by the sentinels, the only place is typical. Propaganda to the everyday individual, so what you listen to? On your stereo, see the radio. Try to play the real artists like a merry-go-round to keep the real sound underground. The real. Let me clarify, so all y'all can identify. If you listen hard enough, homie, you can hear the ghetto cry. I can't deny, let them trip trap. Looking for a sign from the Lord in the blue sky. Praying for a reply. On the system we can't rely. No time to be shy or eat a piece of humble pie. Can I play private eye and specify? When the government don't want us to know something except the document we're classified. I wonder why. And what they did in New Orleans, they can't justify. Left them on standby with no supply. Like they had the right to die. Notify the powers to be. They won't crucify. I verify. Fight for my honor like a samurai.
That's my man, Bugsy the Rocker. It's called Fallen. Bugs, that right there was off the meter.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yo, I had to play that one, man.
Yeah, that's that joint right there, man. My homie Sara, you familiar with Sara, man? Sara did that. Big shout out to Sara. If anybody out there, familiar with Kanye West, Taz. Shafiq, man, Hassan, man, Omar, man, they both with Sara, man. They produced that track for me, and they based out of L.A. Santa Good Music. So shout out to Sara for that Fallen track.
That's fire right there. Hey, Bugsy, real quick, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. A couple of folks definitely want to get a couple of questions in. I only got time for a few questions anyway. Again, appreciate you for hanging out with us, man. This is my man, Bugsy the Rocker. You're in tune to TV.
Anytime.
Area code 813, last four digits, 0765. 0765, the line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Bobby John from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Yo,
what's happening?
Hey, Bob, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down for us.
During this firefighting operation I'm talking about.
Yo, you hear me?
Turn your radio down.
I'm not even on the radio, bro.
Yeah, maybe that's your TV in your house. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, nah, I ain't got nothing going on. But, yo, if you can hear me, I just wanted to say love, man. That's some good music right there. And keep it rocking, man.
No doubt. Bugsy the Rocker. Yo, when you think of new artists, have you heard anything that flows like that smooth here recently from a new artist, Bob?
Nah, not recently. I mean, now we talking about some versatility, too. That was like total flip from the first track. So that was some good flavor. I mean, you know, that's a good up-and-coming sound. Sounds fresh. It's something that we need to be hearing right now.
No doubt. Appreciate your feedback tonight. Again, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm going to area code 302. Area code 302. Last four digits, 4872. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from tonight. What's on your mind?
Oh, this is LaToya calling from Newark, Delaware.
All right. Toya, what's on your mind?
First, I want to say Bugsy, nice sound. Really digging that single. I wanted
thank you,
to
Toya.
Know. I'm sorry?
I said thank you. Sound like you're looking good over there, by the way.
Thank you. I wanted to know, with all of the artists that are out and all of the new artists that are coming out, what do you think it is about your sound that makes you stand out?
Oh, wow. You know, like shout out. Let me say shout out to the new artists. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, right now, the big thing in hip hop right now, you know, is about, you know, the new artists and, you know, the old artists not really, you know, clicking for real, not as much because, you know, a lot of the older artists, you know, may feel like the new generation are coming in, don't respect the artists that's been there before and not really having a lot of integrity in their music. And to a certain extent, I do agree with the older artists. You know what I'm saying? Like the Lock Styles were just, you know, were just on Double XL blog, and he was, you know, ranting about that. And I kind of feel him, man. I feel like my whole sound, I feel like the older artists that I come in contact with appreciate my sound because it does have a lot of old school values as far as, like, you know, having concepts, storytelling, having real substance, you know, really talking about something, you know, like meaningful. Like, it's so much things going on to this world that us as our people, we need to open our eyes to. And it's so much to talk about, you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of new artists, you know, are just, you know, talking about the same thing, like, you know, smoking weed, you know, partying, you know, like, you know, and that's cool. You know what I mean? That's part of life, and that's cool. Everybody like to have fun and do whatever, you know, but I ain't with all the, you know, busting guns, you know, doing all that foolishness, you know what I'm saying? I think my sound, you know, really brings back the real reality and music, you know, that everybody can relate to in some form or fashion. And I think that's where I stand out because I'm not trying to sound like anybody else. I'm just doing me. And I think that I really take a lot of time and, you know, preparing my music to put live instrumentation and, you know, just my sound sonically overall is different from what's going on. I'm not trying to, you know, fit my sound to make radio. I'm, you know, I'm trying to curve radio and, you know, curve music to fit what I'm doing. And I think that's what real artists do. You know what I mean? So hopefully that answers your question, Toya.
No doubt. Toya, thanks for your feedback. Bugsy, man, you don't understand. Obviously, the feedback helps you to understand. You know, we feel in your music. We feel in your style. We feel what you bring it to the table. Thanks for hanging out with us right here.
No problem.
Radio Live. Yo, you officially a part of the family now. You know what I'm saying? We had John Brown on earlier, so we definitely going to be doing some live remotes traveling the country, so maybe we can get together, do a concert, help you to promote this.
Yeah. Band. Yeah, definitely, man. I definitely appreciate you, man, everything you're doing, man, for having an artist like me on, man, because, you know, we fighting a fight of bringing real music back, originality back, and, you know, right now, man, we doing a good job, man. You know what I'm saying? We fighting the powers to be, so definitely want to thank you first and foremost, you know what I mean? And we definitely, like you said, we fam now whenever, man, whenever you need me, man, whenever you need to hear that real music, man, definitely. I'm just doing my part in the fight, so I'm definitely be around.
Hey, well, we're going to have you back on anytime you want to be on. We're going to put your joints in rotation as we promote new music. Miosha, you am I messing that up? That is it, right?
You can call me Mimi. Call me Mimi.
Mimi, can you just say it correctly, being that I've, like, messed it up?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Good.
Mimi.
Yeah.
Mimi.
Yes.
From an administrative perspective, for all of the guys and all of the girls that's grinding real hard, working on behalf of artists, what's the one thing that you can give as advice?
I would say stay true to yourself, follow your dream, and never let anyone tell you different. Whatever's in your heart to do, go hard at it, 100%. Give it everything you have. And keep your circle small. Keep those around you who are not negative, who only promote positivity, and you will be successful.
And you will be successful. Thank you all very much for checking in. Be blessed. We'll have you back. Keep that music coming to me, Mimi. I'm going to keep the music playing in rotation here as well, all right? Y'all can come back whenever y'all want to. Bugs the Rocker, my girl Mimi, thanks for joining us here, TM Hyman Radio Live.
No problem, bro.
We gonna move into some entertainment news right now. Entertainment news tonight brought to you by TM Hyman Radio Live, HACmedia.com. Entertainment news. T.I. has come back, and T.I. is killing him right now. Takers, it looked like it's gonna be a good flick. Isn't it crazy how the dude went to jail, came right before he was out of jail, the trailer for Takers was already in rotation. Is T.I. the next Will Smith, everybody? Music, business, you know what I'm saying? Movies, he makes it look so easy. Is he ever going to marry Toya, though? They have like five kids. They're not married. I think they have like a sixth baby on the way. Regardless, they can afford it. T.I.'s doing his swag. But wouldn't we really, really like to see Mr. and Mrs. Cliff Harris? Wouldn't that be like official? You know what I'm saying? T.I. for president. Big up to T.I. And Tiny for doing her thing with Tiny and Toya on BET. Erykah Badu. Erykah shook up the industry with that last video she did, walking through the new window. What is it? Window. Something about the damn window. I like Erykah. Erykah's official. Erykah's natural. Erykah doesn't give a damn. And she's going to do Erykah regardless of how anybody likes it. I think that's what's up. Erykah Badu, look out for everybody. Go check out the new record. Buy the record. Don't bootleg the damn record because you wouldn't want her bootlegging your stuff. All right? Pick up the record. Support our girl, Erykah Badu, with her all-natural naked self. Nicki Minaj. I like Nicki Minaj. She's a friend of the show. Anybody hating on Nicki know what they can do, because at the end of the day, Young Money is getting money. Drake and the crew is getting money. Stop hating on them. Stop hating on them. Entertainment news tonight brought to you by HAC Media, TM Hyman Radio Live. For site, log on to www.hacmedia.com for more information. Yo, let's sound off on TM Hyman Radio Live.
HAC in the building. Put your cups up. Let's go.
On cloud nine, stunting on them, phantom black, tinted on them, black Ashanti spinning on them, black diamonds crushing on them, Tangeray on spilling on them, on your flex screen shining, why you niggas hating on them, turn you to an organ donor, A.C. Come on, niggas like Jeffrey Dahmer, on target like Carter Palmer, and can't you do drama, you niggas ain't getting nothing, hop on you coppers proper, AKC, who gon' stop us, hopping out that black armor, it's gon' be a black summer, stacking on them black numbers, enhancing my black figures that attract gold diggers, I just let it float. See me in the club, you best believe I got that rose on them. Catch me on any block, any city, any state. Fresh after interstate, stop bonds, plenty cake. Think we do it, silver state. Might be another break. All over Queen City, trying to get that Euro cake. Sound off, you getting bread, homie. Sound off, you getting money, mama. Sound off, you getting cake, homie. Sound off, talk to a brain. Talk to a brain. Talk to him, Rain. Talk to him, Rain.
Yellow diamonds on her neck. Yellow diamonds on her wrist. Yellow dress hugging hips.
Warren Ames on her left. Yellow Guinea, yellow vest. Deep dish, wide set. Night Rider with the cheek. Running like a pack of pets. Just board electric boat. Call her ass to turn them both. White and blue like painting coats. On the deck, all white. Thick and steel like a pole. Fake slant, run the post. All cross on the rope. Custom made, they eat the coat. Louis shoes on my feet. Louis eyes on my face. Louis belt on my waist. Louis rag like a jet. Crash course for stardom. Nigga wanna run in this space. In the room, taking up more space in the level. I be in the middle, pitching underneath like they been waiting, playing with your game. Mitten back to the land, whipping. Stay up, just a midget. Ain't have pot to piss down when I pull up all them girls. Like, I know he didn't.
Yes, I did.
Sound off. You getting bread, homie. Sound off. You getting money, mama. Sound off. You getting cake.
Live, you can send your new music. If you want to get it in rotation, if you have some music, if you want to come onto the show, you can send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We will screen it and we will play it. Make sure that it's on point because I'll play garbage and let people call in and weigh in on it, okay? Don't be offended. If you send it, I will play it. Yo, you can send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. You can jump on the feedback line right now at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. As we get into our health and wellness segment that's brought to you by massageforlife.com. Massageforlife.com. You can log on as we get into our health and wellness segment with Ms. Willingham. Ms. Willingham, you out there? Ms. Willingham.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Ms. Willingham. Good evening.
Okay.
We're talking about health and wellness tonight. Go right ahead.
All right, well, I just want to let you know, since tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by massagesforlife.com, I just want to give you some little information on why massages or receiving massages would be beneficial for the rest of your life or be beneficial for a more healthy life. Incorporating a regular massage or some type of body work session into your health routine can make basically all the difference in your lifestyle, your well-being, and basically your future. A lot of people don't know that if they got a massage like once on a weekly basis, depending on, you know, their finances or whatever, how much better their health could be, how less likely they would be susceptible to certain diseases and illnesses if they received massages. Why? Because one, massage reduces stress and promotes relaxation. And because you have reduced stress, which means your muscles aren't as tense, your body, your organs aren't working in overtime, trying to, like say, your heart pump blood, make your heartbeat increase, things like that. Massages also increase your blood circulation. Blood carries oxygen throughout your body, which is very, very important. And if you have a good flow of circulation, again, that can help lessen some types of diseases and illnesses.
No, that's real. And I'll say this. I mean, for folks who really may not know anything about massages, first of all, it's nice to just treat yourself. And because there's no judgment that goes along with massages. Didi, I'm going to say this. I'm going to keep it real. I get massages often, right? I'm not someone who's ashamed of my body. You know, I'll take it off. For people who are not comfortable just taking it off, and give them encouraging words and help them to be more comfortable with actually really getting a massage. Because once you get one, you'll continue to get them.
I'm going to say this. If you feel uncomfortable taking your clothes off to receive a full body massage, first I'm going to say stop it. It's not that serious. However, I will say this, because people do struggle with that because of all different types of body styles, body types. If you understand that how much better your life could be, how much healthier you could be without having to take all types of prescribed medicine, over-the-counter medicine, things of that nature, I mean, you would want to experience that on a consistent basis. If you just, you know, experience just one, like you said, Terrence, you will get them forever. You're just like a Lay's potato chip. You just can't have one. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. What's the cost factor? What's the cost factor for massages?
That was what I was about to speak about. Costs can range from as low as $30 to as much as $200, $300. It just really depends. It depends on the specialty of the massage. It depends on the location, the place, the therapist, because therapists are normally contractors, independent contractors, so they have the option to charge whatever they want. Normally, you can go to, like, if you are strapped for finances, if it's not in your budget to receive a $165 massage once a week, then you can receive some low-cost, you know, there's some low-cost alternatives for you. One suggestion would be to find a local massage school in your area, because the students there are practicing and trying to get hours to become an actual therapist. They do give massages at a very, very reasonable cost. Again, as low as $30 for an hour. That's approximately 55 minutes worth of massage for $30. You also, again, if you know a friend who's practicing, you may want to go to them. They can offer you a discount, depending on the relationship that you have. And you can also get low-cost massages, like in your local area, your mall. You don't have to be on the table to receive a massage. You can get a massage in a chair. They have things, kiosks set up all over local shopping malls, shopping centers, airports, where you can go in, sit in the chair, or have someone sit on a chair and have someone work on you as well. You know, again, if you don't have the funds to, you know, $165, like, you know, some of the stars do, to get a massage on a weekly basis.
Nice. Didi, hang out with us for a minute. We're talking about health and wellness, reducing our stress, increasing our blood circulation. We have expert Ms. Willingham on with us tonight talking about massaging and why it's important. Massages also put you to sleep. So check out this song. It's called Sleep. It's from the Taylor Music Group. You all tell me what you like about it on the other side of this. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Lay me down to sleep before I break down and cry, before I lose my mind. I wanna go to sleep. Lay me down to sleep before I break down and cry, before I lose my mind. I wanna go to sleep. I wanna go to sleep.
9178893926. Again, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We were talking about massages with Miss Willingham. Didi, three tips from a wellness perspective that the everyday person can apply to their life to reduce stress.
Three tips that you can apply to your life to reduce stress. Well, since we have to work around people, keep a positive attitude. If you can maintain a positive attitude, if you make up in your mind and determine that you're going to have a positive attitude, you have already put up a barrier around yourself that is going to repel any type of negativity or stress that comes your way. Number two, a lot of us work in an office type of atmosphere. Those of us that don't work with our hands, we sit behind a desk. If you can maintain proper body posture, you will reduce a lot of stress, on your muscles. And a third tip to reduce stress, live life. Live life. Pray. Enjoy your family and your friends, and live life to the fullest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ms. Willingham, thank you for tonight's wellness and health segment. Ms. Willingham, we'll be back with us tomorrow night with more information on how we can reduce our stress. Before you get out of here, money, power, and respect was that topic tonight. Which was most important to you, and tell us why?
I think I have to agree with everything everyone else has said tonight, and that is respect. That is the utmost thing, you know, that's, you have to have respect. You know, I grew up, that's what my mom always taught me, is to respect. That's what I teach my daughter first and foremost. I do believe that power, money and power will fall in line once you have respect. You cannot be a leader if no one respects you. No one will follow you if no one respects you. You cannot teach somebody respect, one, if you don't respect yourself, and if you cannot respect others. So, I mean, respect is it's everywhere. It's all over the place. So I believe respect, have respect, and money and power will follow. That is what's important.
Thank you for your comments and your feedback tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow night. The line is open to area code 813, last four digits 0765. 0765. We're talking about money, power, and respect. This is the last comment tonight. Tell us your name and go ahead and weigh in on the topic. All right, area code 813, last four digits 0765. Call us, tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and take the baton from there. Folks, again, tonight's topic has been money, power, and respect. Everyone has waged in, but the common theme has been respect, which is a good thing because it says that we find that respect is something that we need more of in our community. I think you've heard it over and over and over again, so I'm going to reflect back on, you know, some things I touched on at the top of the show. You know, I think it really comes down to, you know, belief. And dreaming and imagining, you know, you got to believe in something. You know, I know at a day and a time where everything seems dark and gray, everything's really not that bad. Just because you broke doesn't mean that everybody's broke. I'm here to tell you that, you know, I am surrounded by upwardly mobile, gainfully employed people who spend money. In order to spend money, you got to make money. And I'm not, you know, trying to make anybody feel bad who's not able to spend money, you know, freely. But what I'm saying is broaden your horizon, open your mind. If you don't have something and you desire it, then guess what? You have to write it down. You have to create a plan. You have to go after it, and then you have to be patient. But, you know, work, you know, working is required. You know, you can have faith all day long. You can pray all day long. But if you don't get up out your seat and do something, guess what? You get nothing. Believe, dream, and imagine. And fuel those three things with faith, hope, and love. I guarantee you it'll take you higher. Check this one out. Taylor Music Group, Take You Higher. TM Hyman Radio Live.
For the ladies. For the ladies. Quick money.
Bag with my swag on swole. I'm all about my money, baby girl, you should know. When I take you, take a shot, it bring your head to your toes. A minute down, people, you can see I'm on the road. Yeah, I got jet flow, I ain't playing for this. My girl, you think like all the poor man and kin. I treat my hands while they do some rambling. Open your body to feel what you're working with. I'm like, yeah, I bet you want to be now. Come and roll with me, introduce you to clouds. Take your ass to sleep with the prettiest smile. Pink kisses, LMP is the best of the crown. Let me take
in tune to Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you all very much for a very, very entertaining, productive, informative evening. Folks, please remember to believe, dream, imagine, and fuel those things with faith, hope, and love. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman. We do this because we're really trying to help to build a community, all right? I got a cat that I got to squeeze in before we get out of here. Again, it's been pretty action-packed all night. Music-wise, thank all of the artists. If you have music that you want to get heard, send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Tell somebody that you know who's really trying to get their stuff out there. As you can hear, this is a quality program. It's produced by Hack Media. You can log on to hacmedia.com. We want to thank our sponsors, foresight.ciora.com, as well as Massages for Life. I got my man Young Astro J. Young J Astro J. Find him on Facebook. He's out of the United Kingdom. We got the UK, Britain tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is a joint that's called You Can't Stop Me. Check it out. I know we don't hear UK music, hip-hop specifically, here in the States too often, but that's what this platform is doing, folks. You know for a fact, you can't front on the fact that you heard quality music here all night long, and it's all new artist music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm putting this music in rotation. If I can come back, I will. If I can't, peace and love to you. We are on tomorrow night, Wednesday and Friday, 10 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12. Sunday, 7 to 9. This is the T.M. Hyman radio show. This is T.M. Hyman Radio Live, Blog Talk Radio Network. All right? 917-889-3926 every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tell somebody. This is Young J Astro J. It's called Can't Stop Me. This is my home in the United Kingdom. We listening. We got folks listening worldwide.
Yeah. My name rings everywhere like church bells. I'm with the boss, probably think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kinda like Nas X, starting to rebel. And even though I'm only young, I still rap up, I'm so high. But a nigga ain't shown. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Life's fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast, just like Sonic. Let's be real, you don't want it. I know niggas that won't bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest. A lot of people hate, but deep down they rate me. Ain't that ironic? I flow too right. So where's left? I'm shipping niggas over, but no text. Am I up in the food chain? Team reps, I ain't giving you to step back, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. And no problem like the yard say, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy. Ay, I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' fry, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun, done. Look, you can't stop me, I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back. But me, I'm up front, I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable, they call me Thierry Henry. If SBTV asks me to write a fresh 64, I would say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of F64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live life in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say. I just send them my love, they keep me hungry to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I. I flow with emotion, you could swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya.
hope. Cadillac shit be on fire and I swagger's too much, I'll be flagging in the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman in army, you can see the light in the young G. And kinda like an arrow hat. This shit is getting big, and to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close the bars with you, raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and bread was illegal, then every day the feds would always ship and search me. And if you ask me, ask G, I guarantee you was here. I'm one of the best rappers from my age, hardest this century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. I'm flowing bars with you, dirty foul. Stop being quick to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon. Cowl. I feel my dick, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I say I've got the four Star Wars. Anakin, real talk about them to the top. Suspension, I am on my own without getting told what to do. No detention. And I'm doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working on, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. Stop me. You can't. Yeah. You can't.